Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Don. And I know Title IX has nothing to do with law enforcement, but as the stepmom of a woman athlete who was able to go to college and become a dentist because of her athletic ability, we're just so outraged at this. And, so frustrating.
It is. Thanks for commenting on that. As far as what's going on with law enforcement, campuses across the country, we're seeing this. We have those great images of police officers replacing a Palestinian flag that had replaced an American flag. And I think that was just such a restoration of law and order. That was a great symbol that went viral. But just your take as you look around the country and we see all of this happening, particularly overnight. We've been covering it here. We've been covering it live since 6 o'clock this morning. What's been going on, for example, on the UCLA campus? When you look at it through the lens of law enforcement, what do you see?
What we see through the eyes of the cops, the boots on the ground cops, is that they are now having to come in and clean up the mess left by university leadership and political leadership. UCLA is a perfect example, not the only one, but the one in the news right now, where the regents and the university president said, hands off. We're just going to let them have their little demonstration. And they watched as trucks unloaded plywood and as supplies came in and tents. And they allowed this football-sized encampment to be built on the College of UCLA and some of the most historic buildings in the country defaced. Same thing happened in New York when we saw at Hamilton Hall how that was that was treated. And it's not just property and it's not just buildings. We had janitors kidnapped. Yeah. We're hearing rumors of sexual assaults happening within these encampments. And the problem is when the universities lose control of it, then they call for law enforcement, and law enforcement has to risk their lives to come in and dismantle. And I've got to tell you, Dawn, around the nation, I'm so proud of what I am seeing with the American law enforcement officer, including here in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. But understand that every one of these cops, while they're doing this and dealing with this, is thinking, am I going to be the next viral video? Am I going to get indicted by the very political leadership that said I need to go in and take care of this? So difficult situation for law enforcement.
Yeah, campus protest encampments continuing at more than 40 colleges nationwide. That's the latest number that I have. So out west, here on the East Coast, where I'm broadcasting from, we have the encampment right at UPenn, which I can probably see from one of our windows over here. So it's literally, in our backyard here. And now we have Jewish students coming forth saying they have been threatened, they've been harassed, they've been intimidated, they've seen the anti-Semitic graffiti and what they feel is graffiti and flags and chants and slogans that are hailing terrorism against Jews and Jew-hating, chanting that they feel is a direct threat. We hear locally they're allowing it so far, defying the orders. I know on the Princeton campus, just across the river from us, the police were called in. They made many arrests. So we're seeing, with the police, it depends on what municipality you're in. But to your point, are we hearing about any complaints about police? From what I've seen during the live coverage, it looks like they're following the textbook, even when the police officers were being tear gassed. Is that correct, that at UCLA, the protesters had some tear gas or bear spray or something that they were?
Yeah, they had some pepper spray.
Okay.
And they were trying to utilize it. And that's what makes this situation so dangerous. When you have allowed people to create this encampment and they have things like hammers and bats and sticks and God knows whatever else they have, and now we know they had some pepper spray, that is a very difficult situation for law enforcement. And I want everybody to think about this. Those cops are going in. Remember, in every situation, there's a gun involved because the police officers are carrying one. So you've got to make sure that you're not getting surrounded by those protesters. They're not trying to grab your gun, your taser, your other weapons, and you've got to keep track of each other. I mean, it's not like on TV. It's a very difficult, very sticky situation. And, I saw at UPenn, a guy actually went to campus and started spraying what they call stink spray on some of the tents because this is just apparently a local guy there in your area who's tired of this. And this is just like what we saw night before last at UCLA, where pro-Israel counter-protesters went in and started to clash with the pro-Hamas, pro-terror protesters. And even though the protesters at UCLA are demanding that the police be disbanded, no more police, in the same breath, they complain that the police did not respond fast enough to save them from the pro-Israel counter protesters. So this is a real conundrum for these so many of these childish fools that are on these campuses. And again, there's plenty of, they're primarily all adults. Everybody's over 18 almost. But yes, you have outside agitators, but you have a lot of students who just have been coddled and babied for their entire lives. And now they don't want the police until they want the police to come in and save them. And they want their vegan food and gluten-free food. And don't bring them like pedestrian coffee. They don't want any of that stuff. And their list of demands are insane, including at UCLA. They wanted more zip ties. Bring us more zip ties. Are you kidding me? So that you can further build an encampment? We'll show you zip ties. That's what the cops carry. We call them flex cuffs. But it is insane, Dawn. And this can be a long summer if we don't get a handle on this right now. I was talking to somebody in Iowa, and they said at the University of Iowa, they're going to have a demonstration this weekend. But what they're saying is, here's where you can demonstrate. We're going to give you a front and center legal place to express your First Amendment rights, because you should be able in this country to protest anything, whether it's hateful, whether we don't agree with it. You get to talk about it. You don't get to build an encampment. You don't get to spit in your fellow Jewish students' faces. You don't get to build structures on property that doesn't belong to you. We got to go back to that.
It was ironic to me, and I know that right now, they are actually power washing a Ben Franklin statue on the Penn campus, on the UPenn campus, because the statue was defaced overnight, reportedly, with anti-Semitic graffiti. So that's underway to remove that. But it was ironic to me that the only person arrested was the guy who sprayed the non-toxic so-called stink spray. But that's the person who was arrested, not these other folks.
Right.
As far as this goes, Have you heard of any of these protesters being charged with assaulting law enforcement? I mean, that was something we saw on J6. Those protesters, some of them were charged with assaulting the Capitol police officers there. And so we're now seeing officers being, they were throwing plywood at them. We've heard they were sprayed with different things. Have you seen any charges involving, you know, assaulting law enforcement? Is that happening?
Well, the charging is happening, but the problem is, for example, at Columbia University, they between that and City College there, they made 282 arrests. But Alvin Bragg has already stated that he is going to be combing through every charge and every individual person arrested to see if these charges were appropriate or not. Here in Tucson, Arizona, we had a Tucson police officer kicked multiple times by a female protester. She was arrested and charged, and our prosecutor here, her name is Laura Conover. The cops call her Laura Conlover. she has already dropped the charges and is stating that there's not enough evidence for probable cause. In a situation where a police officer is assaulted, the police officer is both the victim and the witness, whether or not it's on video. What you do if you don't think that's an appropriate charge, you take it to trial. That's our system. Yes. And so I think we're going to see more and more of these charges dropped. I was watching a video just a few minutes ago.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of a kid, a young man at UCLA, who, as the police are dragging him away, he's saying, "I'm a student here. I'm an English major," as though that sort of that negates their ability to arrest him. And what these kids need is a dose of reality. These mm-hmm. protesters, what we need to do countrywide is, first of all, don't allow the encampments. But once we have to go in there, we dismantle the encampments, arrest the students, charge them with everything we can, prosecute them, and then expel them. Yes. Because they're not expecting that. And that's what we need to do. And even though the universities are largely responsible for this problem with all of their Marxist ideals and communist-loving professors, this is a self-created problem. We've got to stop it.
So I know that you wanted to share your thoughts on the tragedy this week in Charlotte, North Carolina, with those eight officers, in a very dangerous situation, but eight officers were, shot, four of them killed.
Ugh, it's just unthinkable. Nightmare. It was a U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, some of the best trained police professionals in this country. And they were serving a warrant on a person, of course, with a lengthy criminal history, with multiple weapons and other offenses. As they approached, they took fire from above. Some of that fire came from a rifle. Some are saying an AR-15. We haven't gotten confirmation on that. But some of these rifles, like AR-15s, the right trajectory and the right bullet can penetrate body armor, and that's what happened. So as other officers came in to try and rescue their comrades, they too were shot. So, you know, we had four men killed, four more men shot. And of these four men killed, they were all husbands and dads, and it's just so heartbreaking. And but it's not the only place in the, you know, it's not the only place in the country this is happening. You know, we've already had 136 police officers shot so far this year. That's one officer every 21 hours. Shootings are up over 60% since 2018, and we are about to put more than 250 names on the wall, the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. In about a week, Dawn. It's awful.
Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, where can people find you, support you, and learn more, even if you maybe want to donate to the National Police Association? Where can they find you, Betsy?
Go to nationalpolice.org, nationalpolice.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Take a look at all the great policy work and legal work we're doing, and hit that donate button. And follow us at Nat Police Assos. We've got terrific riot coverage and so many other things happening. We so appreciate you, Don.
Appreciate you, too. Well, until next time, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.